That was more landscape, streetscape. Okay. Okay, 44.
So this is the comprehensive sound study?
Yep.
The applicant is wishing to change that to say that he'll follow the agreement with Milwaukee County, install monitors, and try to meet our noise limits. And staff is recommending comprehensive sound study.
What's the difference?
So we go into...
What is it going to prove?
With the sound study, the first part is they are asking for the noise limit to be 79 decibels. That's a municipal code that can only be allowed by common council granting that approval. The normal sound limit for this area is P1 zoning district, which is the park district, which is the underlying zoning district.
Yeah.
That's 55, not 79. So the comprehensive sound study would evaluate the difference of what that would mean on the adjacent property.
Is this still construed as a park?
For the Rock Sports Complex, yes. This only pertains to the Rock Sports Complex part.
Okay.
Not the rest of the...
Yes. Okay.
So the comprehensive sound study would evaluate the difference between what those two would mean for all the neighbors. The comprehensive sound study would also look at what all the stuff together would mean. Are there any opportunity or any instances where, which is uncommon though, the little bit of research that I did, this will be uncommon, the lighting is not, but the sound is, multiple sources of noise, would that have some kind of compounding effect? And that's unlikely. Mm-hmm. But that sound study would evaluate that and confirm that one way or the other. And again, we're going into more detail about this in the stadium. The sound study would also look at the sound system that you're using. Do we want to have any kind of conditions about hours, orientation, heights, the type of equipment they use? The sound study would look at all that. And then all that information would be presented to the Common Council, not the Planning Commission. It would go to the Common Council, and the Common Council would decide if they approve that study, want to revise that study, and its recommendations. And then those recommendations then would be what they would have to meet in terms of design.
How long does it take to get a time study, a sound study?
We're honestly not sure what it is. We can't figure out what a sound study is.
So if we go back to the context of why this is in existence, it's because the neighbor said, we've got light issues, we've got sound issues, there was arguments of what the standards should be, we had the concert series going on. So so the council said you're going to have to do a comprehensive study, and then Milwaukee County had the very same issue. So we did do a study. Comprehensive, I guess that depends on what that means, but it ultimately, any study leads to a recommendation. And at the end, that study is going to say there's got to be a set of rules, and there's got to be a measurement stick to that, and that's what we came up with. So as we talk about the stadium or the golf, we still have to submit micro studies on the light and the sound. So doing a macro study, we kind of feel like we did that when we negotiated the deal. And in terms of the decibels, when we do, I believe our events, Joel, correct me if I'm wrong, but when we get our concert series event, it's at 79 decibels, right? So that's how we came up with it.
Okay.
So 79 only exists because Franklin has, and Greendale didn't have any rules. So we all kind of adopted that. So 79 exists because of that. And then if you guys looked at the report that we sent on Monday, we didn't even come close. That was like 60, I think we topped out at during a concert. So,
did you see that report, Mr. Dedham?
Yes, but I haven't read it.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Like 62, I think most was 55, but most.
And we checked it at
Hills of Eyes. And
Hills of Eyes, I don't think we've, that's a different set of issues.
Okay.
But as we look at it, bottom line, if we've got measures in place to know we can't meet whatever that maximum number is at the property line. It doesn't matter what we do, how many, if we put in one speaker, 100 speakers, whatever we do, we can't meet that number. That's the only number that matters, is meeting it at the property line.
Mm-hmm.
We put in a system, and the comprehensive study says, hey, if you don't turn it above 5, you should be okay, but if someone screams, you know, it doesn't matter. So that's what we're asking. Use the study that we have that has a measurable, recordable readings on it at the property lines. That's what the ordinance is, and we're not going to meet that.
Sure. So, Mr. Deedle, is it true they have to provide micro studies? And
they just give us recordings of what the actual event was.
Is that what you're pertaining to?
No, I think what I was saying is we still have to get photometric approval, right? We have to get approval on... We have to meet certain standards when it comes to photometrics, correct? That, in essence, is a study. It's a light study.
But there's nothing similar to the sound.
We're at sound right now.
But I've got... We've already set the rules of sound. With county, anyway. And we use the...
County's at what, 79?
Well, we use Franklin's data. That's the irony. Is we just said this is the number that we cannot exceed, or there's financial penalties.
Okay.
So... It doesn't. I could buy the biggest speakers in the world, aim them differently. But if I you know, go over 79, I'm going to get in trouble. I know that. So doing a study just is it's an exercise in something.
The idea of the study was put in place before the county agreement came together. We think we came up with something better with county than we previously established 2 years ago when this was first set forth.
When the PDD was established?
Yeah, it was to get to a solution, which is what we've got.
Sure, and we, as a council, have asked you to remediate it sooner than later because of the complaints that came from the Hills of Eyes, from the concert series in the summer. And so this is where you worked with something with Milwaukee County under our parameters that 79 was acceptable. Now, Joel, now you want to reduce something that we had agreed upon before?
We have not agreed. This
it was Milwaukee County. County.
I mean, that's not totally true. I mean, there was a negotiation between many parties. The city was there. Now, is it in the records? And no, but if that's not acceptable, we don't. And as I said to county, whatever the rules are, we just need to know what rules we're playing by,
sure.
And then we can measure against that.
Okay.
But we don't have to spend a ton of money on studies when the end result is just going to be like, what do you want? What are the standards, and how are we going to measure it?
Engineer Morrow?
So, if I'm following this conversation, so how would you be penalized? How would?
So my agreement with I don't recall the specifics, but there's steep financial penalties. If I trigger something, they fine me occurrence one. Once it's X, I can't remember what it is, but I think it'd be a good source document for us to all look at.
So we could set, you know, you shall not exceed this limit. If you do, I guess that's the question is what.
County did that already.
So we could do a study that we wouldn't monitor.
Sorry, Joy was talking. Can you say that again?
So we could do a study that we wouldn't monitor later, or we could just say not do the study and monitor it. Is that the two options?
Those are the two options that are laid in front of you now, and you could recommend something different or a hybrid. But the study could recommend.
So this is recommending both.
Oh, you have an answer.
So this is recommending both a study and a monitor.
I thought about that, but what if the study comes back and says that there was some element in their agreement with county that was excessive, that they actually did more than they had to? I didn't want to tie anybody's hands in that regard, so I don't say anything about that.
I guess
it crossed my mind.
I guess the thought is the study really doesn't matter. It's then once, like a lot of engineering things, you can make your best calculations, but then once you put it in place, it's what's the real effect. So as long as we can monitor it, I guess the question is, How would they be penalized if they violate the...
Well, the county agreement has the opportunity that the county or the city can utilize their enforcement authority whenever there's violations. So that's how it would be enforced.
Enforcement authority, so just a ticket?
Again, this is the police department. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, city attorney.
I don't have a copy here, but my recollection is that all of the county requirements, including on the sound and lights requirements, were incorporated into the development agreement between the city and the developers.
That's right. Well, one of which was to put light shields on, as an example, and we did that this spring.
Correct. Is it working? Or it's not come to that point? Well, yeah, the lights are on, aren't they?
It's better than what it was, I would say that.
Okay.
So, you know, are they working? I think...
It's helpful, Mr. Deedle.
And this is just my personal opinion, not professional.
Yeah.
I think it helps. I think there's a lot less glare.
The shields. Okay.
But that's just my personal...
You get them for pick and save?
Yeah. So...
That leads up to, you can imagine where I'm going to go with this, but I do think it helped a lot, and I would be recommending that they continue that to all the other lights too. But that's the next point, not this one.
Well, and that was part of the 110 feet. They don't have to be that, on the stadium, they don't have to be that high, but the mayor has brought up, you bring them up higher, you can shine them down where you get less glare from distances around, you concentrate the light where we need it, and you don't get as much glare that way, so that's part of the taller poles.
So your standard pole height right now on your small fields are?
50 to 60, maybe 70.
I don't recall.
Oh, okay.
That range. 70.
Okay.
70 in the tallest, 50 on the small fields, 70 on the big ones. It just is a frame of reference. You know, a normal washing machine, 78. I mean, we're talking above the 50 that was mentioned. Of course, it's louder than that right now. It's not.
You're saying a vehicle has a decibel rating of 80?
Yeah.
Or a truck?
Traffic. It's cut off, but it's normal street traffic is 80 decibels. A washing machine is 78. Dishwasher 75. You get a normal conversation at 50 to 65 range.
And the electric guitar is 110 to 140?
Yeah.
The airplanes are 130 that fly over.
Yeah. It's 100 fly over. Fireworks are 145.
It's
completely
irrelevant.
So you talk
Commission. Yeah.
And
that's where if we use the 78 or the 79 that's in there, we measure it at the property line.
Mm-hmm.
Then doing it now, we can't put the permanent system in with the remote because we have no power in that area. We got to get the energies through the site a little bit further. If we were agreeing to do by the end of the season, I believe the way that was written. That's in the plan. We could be powered to it.
Yes.
So if we can monitor it at the property line, we've got consequences in place that are covered between county and tied into the development agreement. What more comprehensive study would there be?
Could there be a parameter established and then we evaluate it a few months, or let's say 6 months down the road? Or after an event?
Potentially. Although my concern would be if there are problems, it's going to be harder to retrofit than it would be to do it right up front.
Well, they've done that on the concert series. Once they started monitoring, they had the stuff, they can adjust volume, and that's been working pretty well. I don't think it's harder to monitor.
Also, the design of this stadium is going to be in a bowl. Correct? And so sound is going to be bounced off of bodies, equipment, construct, you know, everything, right? Sound goes up, not necessarily out.
But remember, it's also all the other activities, like the golf. So the golf can go to midnight. That's something new that was not envisioned.
Yeah, but there's going to be more sound coming from a concert than from that golf.
Right. The golf is closer to the golf.
But it doesn't, all this is, I don't want to say it's irrelevant, but if we said that we can't exceed whatever's in our agreement, 78, we know what we have to manage to. Then it becomes an engine, you just design around with that standard.
Give them a parameter that they have within Milwaukee County, and if it proves to be excessive, then... we revisit. It's ready. It's already existing. Engineer.
Yeah, I'm inclined to say let's set the limits, and then I guess once they start doing it, it kind of irregardless of what the study says. That's
right.
You know, its results is what matters.
Well, I think Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you guys adopted as part of our developers agreement, adopted the my agreement with county, in essence, we've already set the rules. Is that a fair statement?
In part, but the requirements of the all the approvals also included the sound and lights.
Right. Right, but there were a number of other things that we did, and again, when we put all those 40 conditions, the context was different, and we eliminated them as we've sort of gone through the process here, because they didn't apply anymore.
I understand that, but I don't know that within the city there was a study of all of the exact application of the county requirements point by point by point and how that would interact.
I see.
Yes, Commissioner Fowler.
Been on the Planning Commission long enough to remember there was a sound study done for the quarry, if I remember correctly. And I think after a great deal of study and effort, I think it was before your time, Joel, and it ended up coming down to an agreement on a decibel level that was set at the quarry boundary. I think the unfortunate thing on that study is that the ramifications for the quarry violating that sound decibel limit are weak and were not enforced very well. However, I think if we're going to do this, I would agree with the city engineer. We set a limit and have the penalties if the county's already established something, perhaps something like that, that everyone feels comfortable that we have a limit, we're going to enforce it, and be done with it, because the quarry has dragged on and on and on because people still complain about the noise there. But I know you guys are monitoring that, correct?
Quarry, yes. We're reviewing the information that's monitored by others, I guess. So yeah. Quarry has their own consultant monitoring. We have our own consultant monitoring, and then I review all that data.
Who pays for our monitoring? Doesn't the quarry pay for that?
Does.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if it came to it, we could set something like that up. If there are complaints, we're going to have a decibel limit. If there are complaints, we're going to set up a monitoring. They can set up a monitoring, and they can pay for us to have an arbitrary, or we get a third party that both agree to do it.
Yes, Mr. Dito.
I did want to point out I received an email from the police chief today.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking could they delegate the monitoring and enforcement of the noise and lights to the planning department. So we have no time.
Why don't we... Why don't we just agree that there'll be an independent third party that'll do it at the developer's expense? So if he does violate the parameters that we set up, we get sufficient complaints. You got to disprove it, because we're going to have an independent third party check you out.
Is that why you have the data of the monitoring at the property lines that, you know, that's what's going to be done? Using that, I mean, if you take a look, what last year, I mean, there's complaints, many baseless complaints, okay, let's be realistic here, and
No. So you got to hold your comments.
So here's the thing.
No, he's an alderman and he can't speak. He's speaking with his knowledge from the county.
So they made baseless complaints, and if you take a look at last year's concert series, there was one violation we're talking about, and that was a concert where they played 10:35 or 10:40. They went over a little bit. That's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Never has there been, with all the decibel readers, the police department, which they get called plenty of times, that have violated our ordinances. So I think what you have to do, and that's what the county did, is they had, and I think an agreement, we should all have the damn agreement somewhere, you know. I have it in a big folder all the years I've been working on this. I think there's like an X amount of violations. There's so many. I mean, there's financial penalties as well. But it's based on, you know, some sort of number that has to be established. So I think we have to establish it. And if our ordinance is 79 or whatever, then you set it on that. And then let them build and engineer everything around that. Let them decide where to put those monitors that have real live data collection and where that gets sent. Maybe it's not the police department. It could be, or it could be the third party. That could be worked out. But I don't think you can. What is comprehensive? I don't think anybody even knows if they're out there. They're just saying we've had complaints, we need to deal with it, we have to put in a system where we can monitor it. I think that's what they've been talking about. But it takes time.
Correct. I mean, we got 79 by the county. It's 55 in the park district. Of what part is that? The ordinance for or the UDLs?
The municipal code that says 79 if the council approves it. 89 requires a variance.
Okay.
55
is
in the UDL for park district.
I mean, I think last
unless
year,
it's a special event, permitted special event. Right.
And last year, the mayor drove around with, I think, people a couple times from the
I think
with devices, you know. And
yeah.
They were on the ground.
Nothing's been built yet.
Okay.
Personal issue.
So, no arguing. Commissioner Fowler.
Again, I'm going to go back to the one sound issue that I've had to deal with for a number of years, which is the quarry. And with the, again, I don't want this to become another issue like that that never has a solution. We're going to have neighbors that are going to complain. We're going to have people that are upset. So let's get a number. What we found when I drove around with the decibel meter, when I was driving around trying to satisfy, because being on the planning commission at the time, my neighbors were asking me to deal with this. I found that the planes flying overhead violate our ordinance all the time. At night, I-76, when they widened it from two lanes to four lanes, now violates our ordinance when trucks go by, particularly heading down to the dump on Loomis. When the trucks head to the dump, they violate the ordinance, but they do it infrequently. So if we start to talk about when we're going to violate our decibel ordinance, depending if it's 55 near Loomis or 79, let's set a number, get that done, and just say let's have the penalties for the perpetrators of the sound. We're never going to get the planes. You could try to put a policeman up there to ticket them. It's not going to work. They tried that in Dearborn, Michigan.
Harley driving down 76, right, revving up his motor. That'll blow the 79.
But again, that's an infrequent.
For that, because that's the kind of stuff that happens.
You're right, Alderman, and that came up regularly in the quarry issue because they come down. There were a couple of biker bars down on Rawson. That's an intermittent issue. It's not continuous. A concert is continuous. Some of the quarry operations during the day are continuous.
Yes.
That's a different issue than these intermittent things, though they do cause problems. And they don't. But I suggest, you know, I'm not going to be shy. I think this overall development is good for Franklin. However, we need to make sure that we don't have the issues that are remnant from the quarry to a lot of the neighbors who came in afterwards. These folks have lived here before this came in, and I think we should try to do something and make the decibel level at such that they can live with, and if they get over it, there's going to be an issue. I think the county resolved it. I think the city signed on to it. I suggest that we could honor that and just see where it goes from there, and then we have to redress it. Can we come back? Sorry, Jesse.
Okay, Jesse.
How many things did I say
city
wrong?
We're going to find out because I was there in the 1990s and had assistance of DNR when Franklin adopted the most restrictive local quarry regulatory ordinance in the state of Wisconsin, three times more restrictive than the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And I know the city planning manager has been working with the quarry monitoring committee for at least the past 10 years.
Probably so.
So I've repeatedly heard that the quarry is violating local regulations with regard to blasting, et cetera. Is that correct?
In 7 or 8 years that I've been here?
Once.
Thank you.
Because it worked.
But we still get the complaints, and so that's the issue.
I understand. Right. But I was hearing that the code was being violated regularly.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I didn't mean to say that.
Okay.
I said neighbors have been complaining about the noise, saying there was. That's what I meant. They're saying there's a violation, but there wasn't one. Sorry, I didn't say it correct.
Okay, Commissioner Haley.
Thank you. Before we flog this to death,
yeah.
It's about sounds and how to determine what's reasonable. I heard the applicant say that they're buying a state-of-the-art 3-sensor array that's going to be put up around the perimeter. I would assume it's got electronics on it that will be automatically able to detect things. You could set it to 79. It would automatically log any violations. I think the technology's there, and they're already buying it. Now, it sounds like there'll be an issue with getting it online with the electric and all that. But once that happens, you still need the standard. You need the number to compare it against. Mm-hmm. So, and I understand the issues of the police and somebody having to go off for enforcement. You will have state-of-the-art technology that will identify any violation. It'll show the time and the date and how loud it was. Then you start solving your problems. We're not going to solve it now. And I appreciate the idea of a study because, try and prevent problems up front. But we really don't know. And what we're concerned with is what's happening at the perimeters. If we're going to monitor it, I guess I'm suggesting we should be able to move beyond this at some point.
Oh,
set a standard, set something that it gets reviewed after 1 year, and if there's issues, then we revisit it. I don't know, but we've been beating this one for a long time, and I don't see any progress being.
Well, I think isn't this a legal matter? I mean, because if the city adopted that contract in our developer's agreement, I think that's the solution then, unless we want to renegotiate.
Same answer as previously. It's both.
So we could have access. You know, the police, we get a complaint. We've got an access to get into that system, computer system. We don't even have to go there.
Right.
All we have to do is just type in our police access number and our code and get in there and see what that system's been operating.
Yep.
Mr. Deedle. Oh, we're going to have planning do it, not the police department. Okay, Mr. Deedle.
If there is a potential violation, the right thing is to go out there and check because there could be some mechanical difficulty.
True.
Corruption of the data as it was sent. You want to verify that stuff as soon as possible. You don't want to automatically send out a violation notice or verify.
No, but my point is somebody could be reviewing a monthly log and seeing if there were any exceedances. That you've got the technology in the background for it. Certainly if there's an egregious infraction, the police go out. But we're trying to get them to comply, not write citations.
Right. Okay. So, Joel.
So the options are, again, to strike the condition, revise the condition, or agree with that condition. Number two.
Yeah, and it talks about 79 decibels here.
So I should clarify, the revisions here, what's struck out and added is what the applicant is asking for. So they're striking out the study and adding that they agreed to implement the sound enhancements as set forth in the agreement they had with the county. If you want to add anything, then you would have to add it.
Commissioner Fowler.
Can we add then, we're going to try the 79 and then add a condition that in 1 year of operation we would review if the 79 is sufficient with the city. It would come back to the Planning Commission for review. Would the applicant agree for 2 years or some set of time that we come back and review it?
Maybe. And I don't want to be difficult, but that was really important when I negotiated with county. What defines, why would we change it? If 79 here, and Joey already made a comment on the study, I don't know where this came from, but it's a washing machine. Like, to me, if there's a lot of complaints, which they're going to be regardless, because right now we're clicking 50 and we're still, you know, they're still not happy. So I just want to end this once and for all on whatever the standard is, so I don't have to keep coming up and.
Well, my purpose for doing this would be twofold. One, you have the record of the sound sound levels. You also have records if they make an official complaint. If they don't make an official complaint, similar to, I think the attorney can remember, we had a lot of complaints on the quarry, and people said they violated, and I misspoke, but they didn't. And you can see on the when there is a complaint, you're not over the 79
right.
decibels, or you're not, or you're at 50, so you're even below the standard.
Yeah.
You can start to prove to people that it wasn't your noise.
Yeah, I love that. As long as it's more complaints,
it's got to be something that both sides understand that it could work. It's got to be something that they understand that if their complaints are meritless, then it's going
sure.
to be meritless. But if they're not meritless, if you guys were over, then something has to be done.
Yeah, that I agree with.
Okay. Joel Deedle, and then engineer.
I would mention that and it may or may not apply here. When we passed that ordinance in 97, there were a lot of violations the first few years. As they saw that we were serious, again, it was in that instance, it was the fire department that was enforcing. As they saw that we were serious, imposing penalties and stuff, the violations decreased. As
because they made changes. So
I don't want to give the impression that there were never violations. There were violations, especially in 1999. That was the highest I can't remember what the number.
But the quarry made changes.
The quarry made changes because they knew
we were serious. And I think we're going to be serious about this. This is going to be a huge development. It's going to be a huge economic impact on a lot of things. And I don't want it to be negative.
From a staffing standpoint, I can speak on behalf of the fire department, too. Neither of us want it. So the idea of an independent consultant to do the work would be attractive to us.
I'm retired, Joel. I can handle this.
He's got a decibel reader, it sounds like. So. Okay, let's move on. Wait, Engineer Morrow.
I just had a thought about how this is actually going to work. So what if the Harleys go up and down the road, or what if one of the neighbors decides to sabotage it? I mean, how do you? It's a realistic.
Exactly. Oh, that could happen.
How do we verify that indeed the sound was originating from their facilities as opposed to some out, you know, the plane flying overhead or whatever the other issue might be.
Well, because we're going to get a report from their system.
And we have independent. It's going to be independent on the three, at least the three different monitors. If someone's got a blowhorn in front of one and it's going at 120, and the other two are at 55, you can average the data or look at it to see if there's a spike with a cargo going by or if someone is doing something. And you have to interpret it a little bit, but it gives you a pretty good indication of how long it
So are we talking
take.
A dozen of these? Or are we talking two dozen or three?
East,
three.
West, and north was the agreement with county.
Three.
There's three on the court.
We have three sites to worry about. So
we have
three.
One, and the quarry has three.
I don't think it's – I think to your point, it's not a perfect it's not a perfect solution either. I think those things could happen.
Yeah. I mean, the reports you get look like a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see a line. If the thing goes above 79, you can see it pretty easy.
I'm not, definitely by no means an expert in this area, but it seems like three is not very many. It seems like, you know, three per side, you know, maybe gets closer to –
That's what I mean. They figured one on each side. It's not going to be a whole lot different 100 feet one way or another.
But I think having more of them would help you show that was, you know,
the
Harley
add,
that was
passing
or something.
Yeah, the systems could add them too if necessarily looked at if something had to get adapted or adjusted.
Okay.
I would defer to Jesse or Joel wasn't here, but when the original quarry, the recommendation was for three on the three sides where the residential properties were. We didn't put one on Rawson. And would put one where Oakley Trail is, but we put them on the other sides where the residential properties were. That's where the concern was. So you could put these where the concerns are.
Sure.
And that's what you need to do.
Okay. Okay, so then, Joel, it sounds like the consensus is that we will remove the study. We will set a parameter of 79 decibels. And we will set up a one-year checks and balance.
Or that could work in your favor, too.
Yeah.
If it's not working, then you're going to say, this isn't working for me, and here are the reasons, and we discuss.
Yeah, no, I like the way you said. My concern was just, you know, complaints will happen, but as long as the complaints are...
We have to rule out the erroneous.
Right, exactly. And the other comment I just wanted to make is I'm not 100% certain that 79 is the number. Is it?
That's what your guys have told me.
I would maybe we just defer to that document.
Defer to the Milwaukee County agreement, and you will, if we don't have it, you will provide it to us.
Sure, you got it.
Is that during construction to the 79?
No, I'd ask if the 1 year would be after we open the stadium, because it's going to take us a year to build it.
Construction equipment we know is going to... we look at the chart, we know that construction equipment and trucks are already above the 79 decibel. But you also have to remember that there's going to be daytime restrictions on that.
7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9 p.m.
So,
9 p.m.
Yeah. So, no, it's not going to include construction equipment.
Well, I'm telling you,
we've already did the crushing thing, so... There's going to be some noise from construction equipment. That's what happens in development. It's happened at the middle school, but there are hours of operation that they will have to abide by. Okay,
and
so
a partner in this development too, with $30 million with interest. So I think
so. We will, we'll make sure. Joe.
Well, how long is the construction period you guys predict?
Be next spring, so a little less.
How many months? 6 months?
Now 8 months? 10?
That'll be longer than that.
What are we in, May? June?
So the construction noise
18, 24 months.
Total construction? Oh, yeah, we got 18 to 24 months out there.
18 to 24 months of active construction, heavy equipment constantly on.
Yeah.
Lots of pounding.
When they're putting in pilings, just...
No pilings.
Okay.
So Joel, do you know what we're making for that motion then, and what do we have to eliminate here if we have to eliminate it?
You would be adding something along the lines of the applicant shall provide a report to council or plan commission.
Are you fine with it, plan commission?
That's fine.
We can always move it on to the council if it needs to. What?
No, not that. That's a couple years from now, right?
After 1 year to review the results of the monitoring.
Yeah. 1 year of operation.
1 year of operation. And, and technically, operation is going on right now, so you can start your year.
The agreement has us installing these at the end of fall, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The monitoring will be in by the end of this year, but we're not going to start playing baseball until next year. So I'd ask for a year from occupancy or after a year of baseball play.
You're
saying of the new stadium.
This is for the sound out of the stadium. Let's get the stadium built before we start monitoring that.
Mr. Deedle? What? Mr. Deedle?
From occupancy
of the new stadium. Yeah. Well, it's going to be seasonal data.
Is there anything else that you want to add to review the results of the monitoring?
You might want to add some citizens to like an advisory group that can review the data.
Oh, God.
Oh, never mind.
You know what? After that year, if we have to set up a citizen committee, then we'll do it at that point. But I'm hoping that it doesn't get to that.
That alleviated some of the issues. With
yeah,
the
definitely.
It did alleviate some of the issues.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Yeah.
Adam.
Just one more thing we need to add to the language was referencing the county document is in regards to decibels. We've still
that
got 79.
In already.
It's in there? Okay.
So that's the added language.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Okay.
So 79 is in there.
Okay. Do I have a motion on that regard?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Hearing none, the votes four in favor, none against. Do it to still talk about 3?
Yep, this would be the lights.